Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Alistair Clarkson is delaying his start at North Melbourne to cooperate with an inquiry into historic allegations of racism at Hawthorn. A shocking report claims some Indigenous players were separated from their families while a couple was allegedly encouraged to terminate their pregnancy. League boss Gil McLaughlin says they're taking the allegations seriously.
What we've seen today is a challenging, harrowing and disturbing read. I acknowledge the hurt. The anger.
Hawthorn has described the claims as disturbing and say they'll fully cooperate with the inquiry. Mystery still surrounds the discovery of a woman with serious injuries near Mandurah last night. She's being treated in hospital while police have searched bushland near Airy Street in Greenfields for clues. There's support from the state government for all recommendations from the recent damning review of the mining industry. That includes developing a code of practice for the sector, while a specialist team at WorkSafe will investigate claims of sexual assault. Industrial Relations Minister Bill Johnston says a register of alleged perpetrators is on hold for now.
If the government was to set up a register, we would have to give the perpetrators a right to be heard. That would give rights to perpetrators, not to the victims.
Russia's president has announced a partial mobilisation of his military in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin warns he'll unleash a vast arsenal if the West doesn't stop its nuclear blackmail. In sport, Jackson Nelson has departed West Coast after 102 games for the club. The Eagles say they've also let go of Tom Joyce and Hugh Dixon. Geelong is confident Max Holmes is improving every day as he aims for a spot in Saturday's AFL Grand Final against Sydney. The young midfielder is recovering from a hamstring issue. And Sydney's Sam Reid is dealing with a groin injury ahead of the decider this weekend. He's undergone scans and the Swans are confident he will play.